the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo topping our report this hour. The Federal Reserve says high inflation isn't the only risk the economy faces. Speaking before a congressional committee Tuesday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he wants to see more evidence inflation is cooling before cutting interest rates, but added that waiting too long to do so could hurt the economy and it could hurt the labor market.
Inflation has eased notably over the past couple of years, but remains above the Federal Open Market Committee's longer-run goal of 2%.
He said new numbers showing unemployment rising slightly may prompt rate cuts sooner. Powell said the Fed will need to examine more economic data before making a rate cut decision. A North Jersey city is cleaning up. The Patterson is Picking Up initiative is the city's largest ongoing effort to make commercial spaces, quote, more inviting, more enticing, according to its mayor. A boots-on-the-ground cleaning crew is picking up trash along the city's six wards, commercial spaces. He says the response has been positive from area businesses.
They feel like it's going to help them as far as customers are concerned, keeping your customers and potentially recruiting new ones.
Solar-powered trash receptacles have also been installed. An alert gets sent to the Department of Public Works whenever it's full. And activists and state lawmakers rallied against the proposed $10 billion expansion plan for the New Jersey Turnpike last night in Jersey City. The rally was held outside the Mary McLeod Bethune Center, where the New Jersey Turnpike Authority was holding an open house on the plan. Opponents say the expansion would bring more traffic and pollution to Jersey City. State officials say the expansion is needed because the turnpike is 70 years old and traffic from bigger trucks and more vehicles has increased. The plan would widen the I-78 turnpike extension and double the lanes across Newark Bay through Bayonne and Jersey City. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And how's the weather? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Warm and sticky with a couple of showers around, even a thunderstorm, especially during the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Still hot tomorrow, but not quite as humid with intervals of clouds and sun. High temperature right around 90 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tomorrow night with a stray shower or thunderstorm late. Low 70 to 75. And mostly cloudy on Friday. A humid day with some showers, even a heavy thunderstorm. High Friday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
All right, we get 84 degrees in Scotch Plains, 80 degrees in Belmar, 80 degrees Mays Landing. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And is brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance is small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com. And by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights, deals and discounts all summer long. Check out CasinoPierreNJ.com to get details for specials on rides, wristbands, and water park admission. Eat, putt, and play, and more. Get more family fun this summer.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.